Well, it was the Democrats breaking the law to leak intel on the Iranian strikes being effective.
President Trump is calling out the left after intelligence about the U.S. strikes on Iran's nuclear sites was leaked to the press. The president posting, quote, the Democrats are the ones who leaked the information on the perfect flight to the nuclear sites in Iran. They should be prosecuted. The FBI is now investigating the leak, and the White House is now tightening its circle, saying they will limit access to classified information to Congress.
This administration wants to ensure that classified intelligence is not ending up in irresponsible hands, and that people who have the privilege of viewing this top secret classified information are being responsible with it. We need to strengthen that process to protect our national security and protect the American public. Leaking top secret classified intelligence is a crime, and people need to be held accountable for that crime.
Yeah, Democrats need to go to prison. Congress members, prison for doing this. When we find out who did this, they need to go to prison. That simple. And you know what's so crazy about this leak? It's not even been a week since the Democrats were out there wailing on Trump for bombing Iran without giving them a classified heads up first. Proving what you and I, we knew inherently. Both of us, we said the same thing on Monday. Oh, you can't tell the Democrats. Yeah. They'll call Tehran half an hour. They're as much enemy of this country as Iran is. That's why Iran funds their street marches. Not a conspiracy. John Kirby announced it. Biden's own spokesperson. I play the audio every day. I don't want anyone to lose track of the fact of Iran and the Democrats have merged. They are as much enemies of ours, equal enemies of ours. And when they work together like they did this week, I mean, lay that. It'd be laugh out loud funny if everyone involved here wasn't so evil. The Democrat, we don't know who yet, but the Democrats leaked this intel. Okay. Former intel officers interviewed by the Free Beacon described the document leak to CNN as so unreliable, quote, you can wipe your ass with it, unquote. You can wipe your ass with it. Why? It was marked as low confidence. So the Democrats leaked that to CNN. CNN's got to fix it. Because they know, I know, look, talk show host talking about stuff. If you've got low confidence intel, it's low confidence. It's trash. What they do is they collect it all. It all goes into a folder, right? Because you don't want to leave any intel out. You want to have the big block of it in one place, and they should. But what you do is when it's just stupid and you know it's fake, you label it low confidence and throw it in a folder. Just note it, okay? What we have been doing for years is listening to IRGC Iranian officials' cell phones. They're bugged. The Iranians know they're bugged. And so they'll say things like, oh, look, it did not destroy our nuclear program, knowing we're listening. That intel for years, if you read the Washington Free Beacon story, it's great. It's called Classified Report That Suggests Iranian Nuclear Program Still Intact, Likely Relied on Faulty Info from Iranian Sources. So their propagandists will say this stuff on the phone. That's why it's marked low confidence. It's always marked low confidence. We have to get it from sources we trust. We do not trust them. We have to get it from sources we trust. And of course, this intel contradicted the other intel, including the intel from other countries and the CIA. So Democrats choose one little part and leak it, even though it's classified, which is a crime. And look, I'm surprised they're doing this, okay? Did they miss the part where Trump has had a Congress member arrested for assaulting ICE agents, thinking she could body slam them? No. He's going to arrest you. He will come for you. The days when you just get to break the law because you're a Democrat and we have a two-tier system and Trump goes along with it because he's at less than 50% approval, those days are over, guys. They're over. What was so remarkable, Lee, was listening to the Democrats and the Ayatollah of Iran speak off the same talking points. But I guess that's what the Ayatollah pays for when He sponsors the Democrats' anti-Semitic street marches.
I just do not think the president was telling the truth when he said this program was obliterated.
Right now, we have no final battle damage assessment that would enable us to be comfortable or complacent about what has been done.
Here's the Ayatollah.
They attacked our nuclear facilities, which is, of course, subject to independent prosecution in international courts. But they were not able to achieve anything significant.
Yeah.
International courts. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Folks, yeah, look, if you want me to, I'm going to connect all the dots for you. How does Iran get what it pees for when it, by the way, this is illegal, illegally sponsors all of these Democrat street, the anti-Semitic Democrat street marches, as John Kirby, Joe Biden's spokesperson, admitted.
We've said ourselves, the director of national intelligence came out publicly and said that we do know that Iran has been funding and encouraging some of the protest activity here in the United States.
What do you get?
Some of it.
They bought Zohran Mandami. They made anti-Semitism hip and hot in the Democrat Party. And that's what you get. You get this guy wins a primary. So, I mean, they got their money's worth. They did. Somebody that, look, Lee, I mean, when you can't even share intel about a war or an attack on an enemy with Democrats because you know that they will throw you under a bus and call Tehran, it shows you how bad a place this country's in.
Mm-hmm. This borders on treason.
Oh, it's no, I mean, it's treason. You can't. Our founders would know what this was. They would be appalled. They would be shocked that Americans would behave this way. They wouldn't believe it. But let's not forget who the Democrats are. Last 3 days in office, what does Obama do?
Before Obama left office, he sent $1.7 billion in cash to Iran. The money was delivered in actual cash, stacked on pallets, and flown into the country. It happened in January 2016.
Yes, your pallets of cash, quote, right
yes.
there.
Yes, they thought we wouldn't catch them. That's why. It's why it was middle of the night on a plane, pallets of cash. We built this program. Democrats built it. It was ripped down. They fought for Iran to the absolute last moment, committing it treason to leak this.
The Obama-Tehran payoff.
Yes. And I loved Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's righteous anger yesterday.
It's like in your DNA and in your blood to cheer against Trump because you want him not to be successful so bad. You have to cheer against the efficacy of these strikes. You have to hope maybe they weren't effective. Maybe the way the Trump administration has represented him isn't true. So let's take half-truths, spun information, leaked information, and then spin it.
Yeah, that's what they did.
He was blistering the press. And, of course, they fought back vigorously, but he blistered the press yesterday.
He did. But you know what the beauty of all that was? If this was 19, let's say, where we didn't know it at the time, the FBI was censoring on X. Jack Dorsey still owned X. Mark Zuckerberg was threatened with criminal charges if he didn't censor true things, as he would later tell Joe Rogan, you know, by the Democrats. We would go months and months and months with this lie beaten into America's brains. Oh, it looked like a great strike, but it didn't do anything to the Iranians. And then in month 9, maybe month 18, we'd find out actually we did devastate their nuclear program. But it'd be like a page B story. No one would notice it. Because that's been the time, right? Like 9 months minimum for us to break through with the truth, all their lies, because they had such a wall of lies. We had no reason to count it. We've got X now. Lee, that CNN lie didn't make it a week. And it blew up in their faces, doing more damage, I think, to CNN and New York Times for the lies they told than to Trump. They can't do it anymore. They can't sustain a hoax, a lie for a week. And think about some Democrat risked felony prosecution to get them this classified data for nothing. Blew up in their faces. Why? Try keeping a goldfish if you don't put it in water. It won't live. You can't keep a Democrat without censorship. You can't keep a Democrat in an environment of free speech. It will die. Its ideology will die. They don't know what to do. They're trying to run these hoaxes, Lee. They can't. They can't run them. Worse, it's eroding what little credibility their media has left. The media's at 14% less popular than Congress. They don't learn. Well, you know what? Someone needs to go to prison. Maybe then they'll learn. Folks, it really has come to this. After we find out that while the Democrats are screaming bloody murder, talking about impeachment of Donald Trump, talking points the no less than the Ayatollah of Iran echoed, raging because he did not give them a heads up that he was going to bomb the Iranian nuclear facilities. As they're doing all of that, raging that they weren't giving classified material before the attack, they're literally leaking classified material in violation of law to undermine Trump. How long would it have taken those Democrats had Trump let them know he was going to bomb Iran to call Tehran? Half an hour? 45 minutes? I think an hour is too high. I think they would have let him know. I think they would have gotten our troops killed. Trump knew it, and that's why we didn't. That's why you can't brief them. You want evidence of two Americas? There it is. The enemy is inside the gate. And that is why I have said for weeks, so many of you have texted me and said, oh, you know, we can't be doing what Israel wants. Doesn't have anything to do with Israel. I would never, ever, ever back the idea of, well, we'll go to war for Israel. That's silly. I mean, they can take care of themselves. This is about us. This is us versus Iran. And Iran must be eliminated. And I'm talking about the leadership for one simple reason. It has nothing to do with Israel. Nothing of any kind. Because the second Democrats get power, they will help them build this system again if the current leadership is in place. Pallets of cash will resume. They'll reopen and let them download, $16 billion they gave them, frozen, unfroze it for them. To make sure the Houthis could hit us, kill our sailors, they lifted the terror designation so that Iran could send the equipment that we paid for. And worst of all, they hunted Donald J. Trump on our soil. None of that has anything to do with Iran, with Israel. That's us versus Iran. That's all it is. And it will start the second Democrats get power again. Folks, you want to know what Iran got for their money in those street marches? You know, and you're probably grit your teeth, but there's a reason I do it. Every single day, I play that audio of Kirby admitting that Iran is funding these anti-Semitic marches in the streets. Do you know what they got for that money? His name is Zohran Mamdani. And he may be the mayor of New York. Why? Because for all their money, they made anti-Semitism hip and hot. And they've got to go. They cannot be allowed to live. And so they're the enemy. They attacked us first. And the good news is this, breaking this morning. Headline in the Times of Israel: Israel sought to assassinate Khomeini during the war, but the opportunity did not present itself. This is Defense Minister Israel Katz of Israel. Reveals in an interview with Channel 13 that Israel had intentions to eliminate Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, but the opportunity never presented itself. If he had been in our sights, we would have taken him out. He said, we went to eliminate Khomeini, but there was no operational opportunity. Asked whether Israel had sought American approval for such an action, Katz responded, we don't need permission for these things. Now, remember Trump saying, I told them and they turned the planes around. Now we have a ceasefire. So what is this saying, folks? What is this saying? I'm going to tell you right now, this war ain't over. It's not going to be a 12-day war. It's not over. Israel is asserting its right to assassinate Khomeini. And they need to. We need to get out of the way. And then they need to take out the rest of the theocracy. I don't care if the pagers explode. I don't care what happens. Because this theocracy cannot be allowed to continue to merge with the Democrats. This is absolute peril. You want to see what the Democrats just elected in New York. It's all connected, folks. It's all the same story. You want to see what they just elected? The horror of it? Okay, here we go. Adam Credo. I'm sorry, wrong tweet. Okay, here we go. I just, because I retweeted this. Okay. Mom Donnie's mother is a famous Hollywood director. A lot of people don't know that. Her name is Mira Nair. Roy Abrams tweets this morning, makes a great point. I'm still digesting the fact that Zohran Mamdani's mother, the successful film director Mira Nair, tried to get Gal Gadot banned from attending the Oscars because she's Jewish and an Israeli. It is so grotesque, so hate-filled, so un-American, and so Democrat now. So Democrat.
Before Obama left office, he sent $1.7 billion in cash to Iran. The money was delivered in actual cash, stacked on pallets, and flown into the country. It happened January.
Here's Hillary's pollster, Mark Penn, admitting it. I'm not just saying this to get some ratings. This is them. Hillary Clinton, Democrat, pollster, Mark Penn.
We do know that, interestingly, Zohan's strongest supporters were college-educated people making over $100,000, who are now in the column of being anti-Semitic socialists. That's the paradox of what's happened.
You want, wait. No, I'm not done. You want to hear from Obama's budget director, Democrat Peter Orszag?
I'm saddened to say that I think the Democratic Party is becoming increasingly anti-Semitic and anti-capitalism, turning towards socialism and turning away from your moral principles through anti-Semitism never works. There is a fundamental concern that I have, and I think many people have, about the direction of the Democratic Party.
It's not over, y'all. Folks, let me bottom line this for you. Cuomo has reversed course. He says he's staying in. He's running as an independent. So that would be him, Eric Adams, running for mayor of New York. Zohran, I still can't even say that guy's name. I'm trying really hard. Mamdani running, and Curtis Sliwa. They will split the vote and Mamdani will win. So others have to begin dropping out. We got to stop this. Let me tell you what the inherent danger is. It's not a huge, look, the huge likelihood here is that the socialism, the anti-Semitism of Democrats is embodied in Mamdani. It will so turn off America that Trump's coalition will only grow. That is the likelihood. But it's not a guarantee. And if the Democrat base becomes more socialist and they win, God help us. And they're flirting with it. Here's Mom Donnie on MSNBC talking to Circle Back Saki.
You're a proud democratic socialist. Do you think that is a platform that would work for other candidates running in other parts of the country?
Absolutely. I think ultimately this is a campaign about inequality.
So when people say democratic socialist, do you like capitalism?
No, I have many critiques of capitalism. What I'm focused on is making the city affordable for everyone.
You want a good read? Go read the UK Telegraph. Go read the UK Daily Mail. Put in no-go zone. There are places in Europe now and in the UK so decrepit, so run down and controlled by street gangs, some of them Islamic, many of them Islamic, that if an ambulance makes a wrong turn and ends up in there, ambulance driver's been pulled out into the streets and beaten within an inch of their life. Police can't even go in there. What is that? Conquered territory. It's conquered territory. It's the same combo. They're Islamic. They want their own territory, but they're also socialist, authoritarian, communist, whatever. Doesn't matter. It's another brand of authoritarianism. Let me read from the Boston Globe the account of Karine Hajjar about what New York's already like. See if there's any similarities. I ride the New York subway multiple times a week. In the past year, I've had a homeless man on a subway platform telling me he wanted to rape me in the middle of the day. I've been spit on. I've seen genitalia and public masturbation. I've been threatened. I've endured threatening catcalls. I dress carefully. Oh, better. Women can't run around in a short skirt. Not anymore. I always have pepper spray, she says. And more often than before, I am forced to ignore the price and just call it damn Uber. It's a nightmare. It's also a fact of life for many New Yorkers, she said. So, too, are high taxes, skyrocketing housing prices, slow construction, public disorder, shoplifting, and more. By the way, she's a liberal. Let's jump on over to Wayne Allyn Root, talking about what New York has in store with it. And this is what I did in my podcast yesterday, and I said this. If they cannot win national elections, they will take territory instead, till they can. They'll conquer it. And right now, LA and New York on the verge of becoming conquered territory. Folks, we have to send the military into LA to restore recognizable American cultural order. It takes the military now. It's going so slowly, you can't see what's happening. But Wayne Allyn Root understands. New York, the New York City I grew up in, he writes, it doesn't exist anymore. Because of open borders and unchecked illegal immigration, New York City is now like a foreign nation. Yes, it is, and they are conquering it bit by bit. The Democrats, I mean. Democrats rig and steal elections nowadays, he says, between mail-in ballots, ranked balloting scams, no voter ID, and illegal immigrants, 800,000 of them, given in New York City alone, given driver's license and automatically registered at the DMV. Elections in New York are now won by voter fraud, non-citizen votes. There's literally no way to catch you if you're an illegal immigrant who votes, and they do. If Eric Adams and Curtis Sliwa, now I would add Cuomo because he's back in the race, stay in the race, they will split the vote of normal people and elect Mom Donnie. A Mom Donnie victory will be the death of New York in so many ways. Forget that New York City with Mom Donnie as mayor will become the magnet for every illegal alien in America. In America, millions will come. Forget that New York City will become a third world crap hole. It will. Forget that the city will become a no-go zone like those Muslim neighborhoods seen throughout Europe. So dangerous, even police won't dare go in. You know, they send the boats out in boxes. They don't go in to get them. Were they legally cast? Nobody knows. Can't go in. Forget the healthcare system will be overwhelmed, he writes. Forget that Mom Donnie wants to defund the police. Forget that Mom Donnie wants to spend taxpayer money on Soviet-style government grocery stores and transgender surgeries for young boys and girls. $65 million he's pledged for that. Kids. What happens to New York City's tax base when every decent person with a family, a job, and assets decides to leave? What happens to New York City's tax base when every business leaves? What happens to New York City's tax base when Wall Street relocates to Florida and Texas? It's already happening. It will explode if Mom Donnie is elected. New York City has the largest Jewish population of any place in the world besides Israel. There are more Jews in New York City than Tel Aviv and Jerusalem combined, and they're all going to run for their lives. What will they do? They're doctors, lawyers, accountants, stockbrokers, financial executives, and business owners. If they leave, they will take New York's tax base with them. And leaving New York City is easy to do. They're not leaving a country. They're not crossing a border. It's easy to relocate to a new state. I did, he writes. I left New York for Las Vegas. Best decision I ever made. Jews won't just leave New York, he says. There will be a repeat of the exodus out of Egypt. They will take billions in income and assets with them. So who will pay the bills? There will be no one left to pay for police, fire, teachers, welfare, huge bills for illegal aliens, or the huge hospital bills for the uninsured. Heck, without Jewish people in New York, there won't be many doctors left in New York City. Without tax money to run the New York City government, pay for all the freebies Mom Donnie has promised to give out, New York City will look like a cross between Gaza and Mad Max. Conquered territory. Post-American territory. Enemy lines inside of America. But Mom Donnie has a plan for the streets, you got to understand. Oh, he's got a plan. You can see it in his tweet. It's the same plan, by the way, that the Democrats have for LA. When the mayor, Karen Bass, personally went to the dispatch center, stood there for 2 hours as ICE agents called 911 for help. They were trapped in the building by the street thugs, and she would not allow the LAPD to respond. You know what Ma'am Donnie's plan is? He tweeted it. He's not even hiding it. He retweeted a Communist Party of India tweet praising, quote, Comrade Arya Rajendran, the youngest ever elected mayor in her city, in Kerala. She'll be the youngest mayor of a major city in the world. Here she leads a detachment of red volunteers. Hashtag, he writes. They write communist. He retweeted it. Them. What kind of mayor does New York City need right now? Me. Her. She was, folks, she was the head of the Communist Youth Corps. Do you know what they do? They walk the streets and they beat anybody who stands in their way. They beat anybody who's not one of them. They beat you if you don't comply with Marxism. He's got a plan for the streets. He's just got to clear the NYPD out first. What does this create, folks? No-go zone, conquered territory, LA and New York. We've got to stop it. Okay, Democrats setting up to blame Donald Trump for a terror attack on our soil by Iran in retaliation for the destruction of the nuclear facilities. And of course, we have had the Iranian government brag that they have terror cells inside the U.S. Who was it, again, who let those cells in? Refresh my memory.
So I pulled numbers this morning just from a CBP under Joe Biden. There was 1,272 nationals of Iran released in the country between OFO and the Border Patrol. And you compare that to the Trump administration, zero, right? Zero releases.
1,000 Iranian illegal immigrants released. Let that sink in. Democrats know. They're preparing to blame Trump for the terror attack, incredibly, while Joe Biden released terrorist after terrorist. And they knew because the House Oversight Committee reported it during the Biden term. It was October 2024. Over 250 terrorists on the terror watch lists had been caught at the border. Joe Biden released at least 99. Just released them, didn't care. So they sent out, I guess, Senator Dick Blumenthal drew the short straw, so he was sent out to deliver the news that if there's an Iranian attack on our soil by Biden's illegals, why, it's Trump's fault. Here's his argument. If Trump would just stop trying to round up the rest of the illegals, the gang members, the human traffickers, the rapists, the wife beaters, if he'd just stop trying to round them up and focus on the Iranian illegal immigrants that we flooded the country with, by God, he could get them, but he won't. So it's his fault if there's a terror attack. They're setting this up, folks. What do they know?
The threat to the homeland is greater than ever. I am extremely concerned about the dilution of our investigative and prosecutorial forces against terrorism, violent extremism, and the potential cells that may be in this country.
Oh, I'm so worried about the dilution. Well, honey, you weren't worried when you learned that, because I know you did, Congress got the briefing. You certainly weren't worried when Biden was releasing these people into the country. You didn't say a damn thing. You didn't care who they killed. And they don't now. They're just setting Trump up to blame him. They're going to try it. Folks, there is no word for evil. That can be used to describe these people and how evil they are. I need a better word. I'm running out of words. But folks, just to give you an example of what Biden did, I want to tell you quickly a story. I really should do a whole show on this. I want to tell you the story of Mehran Makari Saheli. He was arrested by ICE, where? Minnesota this weekend, 22nd of June. Picked him up. He's an illegal immigrant, felon. His last sentence was for illegal possession of a weapon by a felon. He was convicted. He was also given a deportation order, but that was in 2022 under Joe Biden. Joe Biden had frozen the deportation of all the people with deportation orders. And the fact that he is a, wait for it, former member of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard, IRGC, of Iran, and admitted connections to Hezbollah to immigration authorities. What do you think Joe Biden did with him? Oh, released him. Wait. They had him in custody after he served his sentence. Yes. He's Hezbollah and IRGC. Yes. He runs around illegally with weapons. Yes. He's an illegal immigrant. Yes. And they released him. Yes. At this point, you want a terror attack. You're probably in league with Iran, as I have demonstrated exhaustively in the last couple of years. You want these Iranian operatives on our soil for some reason. The Democrats do. So we had to hunt them down this week. We got them. That's the good news. We got him. And now we can send him to a third-party country. I say, I'm voting for El Salvador. Throw him in Supermax. Please, God, never let him out again. That's what's running around. So again, this is a... By the way, those were federal weapons charges. Those are federal weapons conviction. The feds had him in custody. It's not like they missed him because he was in a state prison somewhere. They knew and they let him go. That right there, that is planning for a terror attack. That is instrumental to a terror attack. And so when I hinted earlier, you know, what is Dick Blumenthal, Senator Dick Blumenthal, know a terror attack's coming? Possibly.
The threat to the homeland is greater than ever. I am extremely concerned about the...
Look, folks, I predicted this on Monday. I said the Democrats are going to start screaming Trump's not getting the terror cells out fast enough. And admittedly, he's not as fast as Biden. I mean, you do 1,000 Iranian illegal immigrants in 4 years. I mean, not as fast. It's fast. You have him in custody, you let him go. Folks, never forget how bad it was. The state of Florida asked Joe Biden, how many terrorists did you release in Florida? He refused to tell them, and they sued him for the information. The case is still in court. It's better than Henry McMaster, our governor. He couldn't be bothered to even ask.